it was totally just a fluke. Like, I was living in Soho in New York, and I had just gotten off the road with the first Matchbox record, and we were out for like 3 years, so it was my first real break in a long time. And my publisher, Evan Lambert at EMI at the time, knew that I wanted to branch out into writing songs for other people that I didn't perform, and he had told me about this guy, Etal Shur, that literally was a block away from me in Soho that was working on this track for a new Santana record. So you got to figure, like, at the time, I don't think anybody expected, I didn't think that, you know, this is going to be a giant hit. This was just going to be, you know, my chance for me to do something with Santana. So I did the, we did the demo, we flushed it out, and then we sent it in, and I was actually lobbying to try and get George Michael to sing it. Like, I was sitting here with Clive talking about who should do it.
Wow, okay.
And Carlos just, he liked my voice on the demo, and at the end of the day, just asked if I could do it.